And I had like 50-50 results. Like it, okay. it worked for the most part, but it wasn't as good as like when I'm involved.
Well, hey, what's up everyone? Welcome to the Rock Your Brand podcast. I'm your host, Scott Boker, a serial entrepreneur on a mission to help you. This show is designed to teach you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to take massive action and build a future-proof business. So whether you're just starting out or taking your existing business to the next level, this is your home. Now, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's rock your brand. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Rock Your Brand podcast. This is episode 933, and this is part two of a hot seat session that I did with Octavio, who's also one of our Brand Creators Academy members. He's someone that started just over 8 months ago, I believe it is now. And well, we did a whole strategy session on what his next steps will be. Well, in part one, we went through kind of how he got from zero to where he is now, to where he has his own website, where he has traffic coming in, he's ranking on Google, where he has his own digital product, where he has his own email list, where he communicates every single week, and he's now looking to take that digital product and add another, what we call upsell or bump to it. All of that stuff was discussed inside of that last episode. That was part one. And in this episode, part two, we're going to be talking really about productivity because, well, let's face it, there's only so many hours in the day. The other thing we're going to talk about is how do you get back on track when you kind of taken a break or you've got distracted or life got in the way. We're going to talk about those things as well. But I would encourage you that if you have not yet watched or listened to that episode, you're going to want to go back to episode 930. All right. And that is part one of this hot seat. All right. Now, these hot seats, we do these pretty much every single month inside of Brand Creators Academy, on top of having our monthly coaching calls, plus access to the community and all of our training like Octavio has been through and is continuing to go through. The reason why I'm pointing that out is because I get a lot of people that say, Scott, what is Brand Creators Academy? How do I become a part of it if I am even ready right now? That's where I would say head on over to brandcreatorsacademy.com. You will see all of the details there. There's a video of me explaining everything there, and you'll also hear from some of our members. The whole thing here in a nutshell is whether you join the academy or not, you need to surround yourself with people like Octavio that are consistently and really showing up every single week building their brand. You learn so much by listening in on a conversation like this with Octavio and myself, going through and brainstorming and strategizing what are the next steps. I talk a lot about being in the game, being out of the game, being on the sidelines. And when you get in the game, we get to play the game, right? But we have to get in the game. Octavio struggled for a while in the beginning of getting himself in the game. Now that he's in the game, it's fun and we can now start doing more things. We can start to build on to what we've already done. But with that, we also, we'll get sometimes a little overwhelmed because there's a lot of things we can do now. And that's what we're going to talk about on this episode. But if you're interested in checking that out, or if you want to become a member when we open to a private group, head on over to brandcreatorsacademy.com. All the information will be over there. All right, so I'm going to stop talking so you can listen in on part two of this hot seat call, this strategy session with Octavio. And I think you're going to get a lot from this one because I think we all fall into this once we get up and running and we start thinking to ourselves, what am I supposed to be working on next? Or how do I get back in the groove? Ever feel like that? Well, if you have, listen in because you're going to hear how we can fix that. All right, let's do this. Let's kind of switch gears here a little bit. Okay. Let's talk about that other topic that you wanted to talk about, which was how do I get back in the rhythm after I kind of got derailed a little bit from the holidays, or maybe you were busy during work or with another project or whatever. Because that was one thing you said. You go, once you kind of get out of it, it's kind of hard to get back, like anything.
It happened twice this year. It happened in July when I took a dedicated week off for vacation. And this was one of the first times when I said, I'm going to prep myself up. And I talked to all my writers and stuff like that, let them know that I was going to be out. Cause my plan was to completely shut down, like almost get offline completely, like turn off my phone. We're going to be on a houseboat in the lake, and I knew reception was probably going to be crappy, and I might not be able to get on, which was the case. So that was one, and so coming back into the groove after that was really hard. It took me like 3 weeks to like really.
So what was what was hard about it? Was it because you were trying to get caught up with work? You're trying to get caught up with other things. And then that was kind of like the second thing or the third thing in queue. What was the hardest thing to get yourself back into the rhythm?
I think a couple of different things. So leading up to that vacation, my process was I would research my keywords for my blogs and I would give my writer titles for usually three or four blogs at a time and say, these are the next titles, come. And they usually come up with the outline. They send it back to me. I review it. I add some additional keywords if I see they're applicable. And then I say, that looks good. If you add in these additional keywords in there as subheadings, stuff like that, and run with it. And then what they'll do is they'll write up about 1,000 words of it, send me their progress. I review it, make any changes. And then I say, looks good. Just maybe make this modification, run with it, and then go. So what changed was I told them, I'm like, look, you guys have been awesome at setting up a great outlines. I like, you guys are 90% there. I only like pepper in a little bit here. So this next week, I'm going to be out of pocket. I trust you. Just go ahead and do it. I even showed them. I gave them a little bit of a tutorial on how I go through. I think I did a Loom video and said, this is what when I get your outline, this is what I do. And I try to refine the keywords. If you can do this while I'm gone too, and pepper in some additional keywords in there, much appreciated. But basically, I'm going to trust you guys for this. And so they did really well in that process. And so I kind of let that go even when I came back for a couple weeks to see if maybe I could remove myself from that and create some more space for myself. Mm-hmm. And I had like 50-50 results. It worked for the most part, but it wasn't as good as like when I'm involved. Mm-hmm. So getting back into that was a little bit tough to do after I had been out for like 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah. It was kind of like you removed yourself. It felt good. And then you're like, I got to go back to work again.
Right.
It's one of those things. Yeah. I get
that. That was when that happened again, when in Q4, something similar to that, where I've now kind of tasted the freedom, but I've got to go back in, and it's almost that psychological, I've been dragged into something that I used to do before successfully anyway, and I didn't complain about it back then, but it's just kind of that mental drag.
I would say on something like that, and I think you might be a little premature, but I think there is, and you could do it now, but that's where it's like that. You're going to take a couple steps back before you're going to take a couple steps forward. You're going to have to train people again and again and again to get it to where you can just step away.
Yeah.
Right. And then you have to also be okay with, and you have to look at and see if it's okay to let that go, but you're going to have to maybe let go of some of the things that you're like, well, I did that better. Right.
Right.
So, and that's what it comes down to. Are the main things done properly? Will it not affect ranking? Is it a design element? Like, what is it? That's what you would need to clean up. And that will take time for you to constantly be going back and going, nope, you missed that dot again. Remember, you got to get that dot, right? Oh, nope. You got to add that there. Remember, we can't have that, but it is, you have to kind of show up and show up and show up. So I think that you might've gotten it where it was working pretty well, but then again, it wasn't working as well as you thought until you got back and you're like, oh, wait a minute here. Like I probably need to teach them a little bit more or constantly correct them for another month before they'll actually really understand what I'm trying to look for.
So maybe instead of just hopping back in and taking over the reins, maybe just use that as a teaching and training opportunity and just continue to refine them for another month or two until they consistently get it right.
If you truly want the freedom of not doing that part of it, you have to do that.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is you're giving it to them for a short period of time, and then you're coming back and going, okay, I got this. And then you're coming in, and then they're like, okay. And then they come back again when you're going away again. You might refresh them a little bit, but then they're like, they're kind of half with it. Yeah. You almost have to give them that's their role. That's exactly what they have to do. It's hard. But it is something you're probably going to want to go in and check in after you even think it's running work really well and go, okay, I'm going to check their tags. I'm going to check, make sure that the optimization is where we need it. Make sure that all of the checkpoints are there and just periodically check in. And if something's off, you go, hey, I just wanted to come back. You missed this here a couple times. We can't have that. We got to fix that. So you just, it's a constant kind of like just training, it's like anything. It's like any job. If you were going to teach someone to do a job, you're probably going to have to kind of keep your eye on them,
I know you have a writer that posts actually into WordPress and mm-hmm. all that. Like, what's your process in terms of like, because basically if they're consistent and they're good, like I would imagine you probably still go in and glance and edit it. Is that the case or how do you do it?
Okay. So ours is not that. I had someone that was doing direct posting, which I probably should now get that person to directly post. But here's the flow for me. I have a VA who's my father. So I told you guys that before. So my father, Wally, does my posting. Okay. So he's a part-time, a VA. And basically what he'll do is he'll handle all of the writers, right? And he will take that. And he will then, they give it to him in a Google Doc, and then they literally have it because he's trained them now from what I wanted. And he has them basically give all of the different points in there. Even if you're mentioning an affiliate link, it's going to be in there. He doesn't have to go find it. And then he copies that, pastes it in, and then does any of the optimization stuff that we want. He goes through the Yoast plugin, make sure that everything is checked there, which for the most part, it's done. Now, what he was doing, which I didn't know until after the fact, and I'm like, you can't keep doing this. But he was literally almost, I don't want to say rewriting, but he would take it through Grammarly and then make it even better because Grammarly would give suggestions. And I'm like, I don't need you spending time on doing that because now I'm like having it written twice.
Right.
We need to get it right the first time. Right. And so to answer your question, no, it's our writer gets them. We have a shared doc that are a spreadsheet and that's updated with the keywords that we want for the month. And then they write the articles. And then once it's done, it's dropped into a shared folder. Then my VA, my dad takes it, adds it in to the blog, optimizes it, adds the images, schedules it. Okay. And then from there, it's live, it's done. And so I don't really have to worry about that stuff anymore because he's handling that, but it is a two-step process. Now, what I would like to do, and now that we're talking about it, I'll probably have this done in 2021 because I think it's smart, is I'm going to have him teach the writer to just, instead of writing it in a Google Doc, write it in the blog. And then that way there, all you have to do is just go in and, tweak, right? Just tweak a few things. You might not have to tweak anything. You just got to like, just glance, like you were saying,
So what I'm experimenting with here is I just gave him the password. I set up one of my writers as I think it's called an author, not a contributor, because contributors can post, but they can't post images. And I want them to be able to do everything.
They need to be an author, yeah.
Author would let them post into WordPress, add images, and edit only their content, which is what I want, So, but I'm trying to figure out how to manage my editorial process. So I think maybe I'll, after it's all posted, he could just ping me and say, it's done, take a look. I'll go in there and
Or you can just have it as a schedule that you say it needs to be published by Thursday. And then, you know, Friday morning, that's your day to do your glancing. And then you just come in on a Friday.
There you
know
go.
What I mean? You just say, hey, your deadline, I don't care when you get it done. It just needs to be published by, 9 a.m. on Thursday morning or 9 p.m. on Thursday night, whatever it is. And then you know that Friday, it's going to be there for you.
Got it. That's a great way to do it.
That's it. We'll you know, it. Versus him having to ping you and then you getting a ping or whatever. And this way here, you just know that you're going to log in and it's going to be there. And if it's not, then it's like, Joe, why isn't it there? Right. Exactly. It's supposed to be there. Right. And that's the only criteria that you need. Is just like, just make sure it's published and it's scheduled, and then you will take it out of draft and actually, you know, make it live.
Exactly. So the other thing that the other thing that's on my hit list to do is, I got really good at creating and posting my Pinterest pins, mm-hmm. and then it got overwhelming, and it went away. So I kind of put that on hold for right now, and I was getting good results. I was starting to get clicks and stuff like that. So it was, so I want to see if maybe I can find a VA or somebody that would take that part over, and that way I can continue. Maybe in the same way that I'm talking about giving posting rights to my writer, maybe I'm sure there's a way I can give
100%
posting rights on Pinterest as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm pretty sure that you can just create a, I don't know if it's a sub user or something like that.
Like an admin.
But yeah. And then, an admin rights or whatever. And then just, you know, you're able to then have them do the posting. The other thing that you could do is you could just create a Tailwind account. And then in the Tailwind account, they would have access from you giving them an admin rights. There.
Got it.
So they could log into your Tailwind account. And even though Tailwind is a scheduling thing, which I'm not opposed to scheduling, it's just, you definitely want to have stuff that is also natively posted.
Yeah. I have a Tailwind account, and maybe I was doing it wrong. I don't know, but I actually, my numbers went down when I started using Tailwind.
Yeah. So I think it depends on how it's being used. We're actually using it now on both accounts.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, we had said this, we had both accounts. They had an algorithm update or something, and both of our accounts, we were getting anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 clicks a month, and we lost them. I think we were only getting like 100 a month.
Oh, wow.
And then what we ended up doing was, we did a little experiment. Actually, my daughter did, Alexis. She said, you know what, let's try this. Let's turn on some ads to a couple pins inside Pinterest, maybe $5 a day. We'll let it run for 20, 30 days. And we'll see if that helps get us back ranking. And it's crazy. It did.
Oh, wow.
On the one. Yeah. And, I actually did that on one of our updates. You must've been busy. You didn't watch that one, but, I did an update, and, our numbers were starting to pick up, and I wasn't sure at first, because what I did is I logged into my analytics, and I noticed that our social, you know, on Pinterest was in my analytics for the website for clicks. It was like maybe 30 a day. And I'm like, oh, that's the ads running, right? That's the ads. And then I looked, and it was like 60, and I'm like, holy crap, I got to go check into this. So I went in, the ads were actually turned off 2 weeks before that.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, okay, this is organic. So then I started started watching it, and it stayed probably 50, 60. But now, I mean, as of right now, the time that we're doing this, I had a 200 click day the other day.
Wow.
So it's ticking up. But the other one, the one that we haven't revealed yet, but we're going to, that one there is getting only like 10 or 13 a day.
Wow.
But we haven't tried that little trick. So I'm going to try that on that account, and we'll see what happens. It might work. It might not. But it could just be a coincidence. I don't know. Both of those are using Tailwind.
Okay. In all fairness, that when I started Tailwind because I knew I was getting a little overwhelmed. And so it could have been a combination of my tapering off of posting natively as well, coinciding with starting off with Tailwind as well. So I'll look into that as well, because I think it's a good opportunity.
Yeah. And again, even if Tailwind is going to help you, but yet you're not going to get as much, but you're still going to get some. Right. But it's better than nothing is the way I look at it. Right.
Exactly.
And there's no reason not to do it. Even if you're not doing it 100% the way that you should be doing it, if you're doing something and you're even getting 20 clicks a day, that's 20 clicks a day. Exactly. You know, it's 20 visitors to the website every single day. And I think you would get more than that. I'm pretty excited about that because that's starting to tick up because we lost like 4,000 visitors a month from that. Wow. It went away, but I was like, well, that's why you don't depend on one channel. And then we kind of were dead for a little while. And then all of a sudden it started ticking up. And I think this month we should probably be over a couple thousand, visitors. So on that, I mean, just that alone and both sites are starting to tick up, in traffic. So I'm thinking in the one, we're probably going to hit over 30,000 page views. The other one's probably going to be like 25 ish. But I'm really looking to get to that 50,000, which I think we're close. I think we're on the cusp.
Is that for Mediavine or what?
That's Mediavine, yeah. But again, you just don't know because the one niche that is revealed inside the academy, that one's getting really bad RPMs. Basically, your cost per thousand. I think that's averaging anywhere from like $4 to $7, which is really low. Hmm. The other one. In that other niche, we're averaging right around $15 to $20 per thousand. Wow. Yeah. And then the other, Dino, who we revealed his site, which is crazy. I'm not going to give that away here. I mean, if you're in BCA, you can go look at Dino's hot seat that we did with him. He reveals it. But that site, you would never think it, but that's getting like $26 to $28 RPM.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's making like $1,500 to $1,600 a month on just ads, just on Mediavine.
Wow.
So you just don't know on the ad networks. Plus also now that we're hitting the first of the year here, we're going to be, you know, in 2021, you always see a drop in your RPMs because the advertisers are going to now evaluate and then they're going to readjust their budgets and then they're going to, so you just never know.
Got it.
But yeah, so we're hoping to get to the 50,000. I think in the one that we did reveal already, that one there is going to most likely, I'm going to say that's going to hit 50,000 in the month of like, I'm going to say April and May, because that's when that market starts to tick up.
Okay.
But you know,
in the spring, yep.
It could even be more, which will be nice. And the other one that we're going to reveal, I think that one's got a chance to probably get there even quicker.
Nice. Yeah, so, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be the real kicker when we start seeing traffic get to a point where we could turn on ads, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Turning on the ads. The downfall of turning on the ads is your site speed slows down.
Right.
And we thought that was the problem with our Pinterest because we're like, oh, they got on there, it didn't load fast enough. So then they were getting basically signals from the algorithm in Pinterest that saying that the site wasn't loading, so we're not going to let the links go there. So we had that, and then we kind of did some investigative work and we're like, no, that really wasn't the case. We just think it was an algorithm update. And any accounts that were newer than a year old got hit is what we were thinking. So, but we don't know for sure. No one will ever know, but you can kind of speculate, you know?
So I guess going back to what we were talking about in terms of preparing for like these busy times or preparing for being out for a week for vacation or something like that. Do you think any of this is like a mental hit when you get back from having had some freedom like that, you know?
I think it can be, but I don't know. It's weird because I guess my biggest thing is I always want to be able to go on vacation, right? And be able to know that I got everything kind of tidied up and cleaned up and I don't have to worry about anything.
Sure.
Now, when you have like, it's different. Like for me, I have a podcast that runs, I have the Coffee Talks now, I have BCA. So it's kind of like, it's hard to totally like, I batch record and I get ahead. But if you're in a niche site, it's a little bit easier to go, you know what? You know, if I only post two pieces this week or one piece this week, I do. No big deal. Google's not going to know, you know, Google's not going to go, oh, you didn't do that. It's just, you're going to have a few less pieces of content published, right? I'd still want to schedule out some emails to make sure that my list is getting emails while I'm gone or whatever. But I don't think, I think for you, what the hit was you being like, oh, that's felt nice. I didn't have to publish anything and it was being published. And now I actually got to get back and roll up my sleeves and kind of do it.
Yeah.
That's different because now it's kind of like I remembered it. I was working for my father's company. Something like that very similar happened to me. I went into sales after I'd been working in the field for so many years. And then we had a rough patch to where I had to go back and go back to doing the work. And here I was, you know, hopping into work, my nice cup of coffee. I had my khakis on. I had my little sports shirt on, right? The days of me standing in snowbanks or, you know, having my gloves that were cut off so I could feel the nail as I was hanging siding. I had to go back to doing that. Right. And so it sucked.
Yeah.
You know, but I did it and I had to do it until we were able to get ourselves in a position where I didn't have to do that anymore. So sometimes you're going to have to do it, Octavio.
Yeah.
No, you're not there yet. You're not making thousands of dollars where you can go, you know, I'm going to go ahead and hire someone and spend more money to basically get someone to take my place. Right. I don't think you're there yet. Yeah. I think it's great that you are offloading some stuff because I think that that'll free up some space, but also allow your machine to keep running. And you just got to kind of, you know, you kind of got to tweak things and turn some dials and stuff. But it can be a mental hit though. And I think you experienced that, right?
Yeah. I think it's recognizing that, not that I can't take a whole week off, but like, I think you mentioned something, maybe just recognizing that, maybe that week I'm going to publish fewer
I think that's the answer.
That's okay. That's okay. Totally fine.
Totally fine.
And then just kind of slow down as opposed to stop maybe is a better way to do it.
Yeah. I think that's the answer. You know, it's like you and I talked a little bit about like, you know, you go on vacation and you kind of get, you know, out of your own rhythm, whether it's your morning routine or whether it's your diet or whether it's your exercise routine or whatever. And then you get back and you're like, oh man, this is a drag. I got to get back to things, you know?
Right.
Or you could be excited because you're like, you know, I was on vacation, but I kind of like my routine. You know what I mean? I want to get back into my routine.
It takes us a long time sometimes to develop those routines and you develop it as a habit. Eventually. So if you break the habit, now it's almost like you have to restart it again. Mm. So in some ways it's better almost not to stop completely.
I know.
Just kind of the slow down. Maybe that's something I'm learning about myself, but I think that might be something I'll try out this next week, this next year in terms of just plan to still kind of take a look at it and review and do the minimum that I need to do that week, but just still stay engaged to some point, to some degree.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's funny because it's like I was telling you, it's like, I love to take some time off, but I really love doing what I'm doing. So it's kind of hard. It's like, I not even just work-wise, but I like my routine, man. Yeah. And if I get out of that routine, I feel like it's almost like the other day I was doing my Headspace. I do Headspace 10 minutes a day in the morning. And it tells you every morning, he's like, you know, okay, this is, you know, you're on a 29 day streak, you know, and I'm like, yes. And then there was a morning that my routine got a little interrupted and I couldn't do it.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, it sucks. You know, I'm like,
back to one.
I almost did it in the closet so I could have some time to myself so I could do it and get my 10 minutes in, but it didn't happen. And I didn't beat myself up too much. I'm like, okay, it's just a day, take it off. It's just a streak. I was proud of my streak. You know, I was happy with that. I was able to go that much, but you know what? It's not about that. It's about getting back in and starting it back up again. It was just like one little hiccup. But it does kind of plays with your head a little bit. You know.
And I think part of it is just like what you said as well, is I really enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
So like there's a part of it that, you know, I get satisfaction out of it. I get a lot of joy out of knowing that, you know, I'm creating something from nothing, so to speak.
Yeah, you're building something.
I'm building something. So I think there's a part that I just have to recognize that this is kind of part of what I want to do, and that it's okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be like work. Right. It can just be like a project, and then look at it like that. And so, I think it's just kind of how I lay it out in my head and how I see it.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think this next year is going to be a lot of fun kind of reestablishing that again and kind of continuing to see the growth because the traffic's continuing to go up. So.
Yeah. That's awesome. It was funny. I posted on Facebook today, because I had a thought that, you know, kids are all talking about gaming and, you know, playing video games and all that stuff. And I said, my next shirt is going to say this: kids have, or kids play video games to have fun. I build brands to have fun. Exactly. I almost was ready to say, which I thought it might have sounded a little bit too like, you know, you're just chasing the money, but it was like, I build brands and make money. That's my fun. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right.
Like, kids are mastering these games, spending hours. And I'm like, I like to play a game in Facebook to see if I can make an ad work that makes money, right? Like, that's what I like to look at. Not if I got enough chips to buy a new outfit in Fortnite or whatever the hell.
Right.
It's like, you know, so it's I'm sounding like an old fart. I know I am, but
I'm
I don't care.
With you,
this
man.
Is this is my game, man. This is, I play this game and I love it, you know.
Absolutely.
And helping you with your game, that's right. Fun for me, yeah. Right? It's yeah. Like, can we crack this for you? Can we get you to yeah. that, you know, that place where you want to be, and then get to turn some dials and you know, throw some things together and bolt some things together and see if we can get it to work.
Yeah.
That's fun to me. You know, yeah, that's exactly. That's my fun. You know,
I'm in the same boat. And I look at it the same way with the people that I'm trying to mentor in the plant-based space. And I see that I see it the same way also with kind of sharing my story on the Facebook group, on the BCA Facebook group, and then hearing people have success with maybe something I have helped them out with as well. So it's kind of like the community helps you continue to move on and want to be even more engaged.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, man, this went a long time. We might have to break this up into two sessions.
This was fun. Oh, thank you so much, Scott. Very helpful. And I think I have some direction in terms of where I want to take this with the digital product and with the just the different ideas that we ran through. So thank you.
Yeah, no, we went through a lot. And I think to kind of simplify it and bring it all back, I think it really does come down to staying consistent on your content, like you are. You know that, right? It's just like doing reps. You got to keep doing the basics. You got to keep planting seeds, all of that stuff. And that will pay off. Maybe a little bit more direction on as far as like, you're going to start creating some product-based type posts, maybe, right? Maybe do something around Beachbody if you want to, something around that where it can bring some revenue in. But then really on the digital product side, it's really, can we add a bump somewhere? And I think we identified that with the restaurant, you know, places to go for plant-based and or recipes. And then you can play with putting that on the back end or leading with that and putting the other thing on the back end.
Okay.
And so I think it's going to be exciting to see that unfold. And I know that you'll get that done because you've already gotten the one done. Now it's just about replicating it. Now you just have to kind of come up with what you're going to put in that, which isn't that hard. Right. And then once you bring it to life, then we'll launch it again to the list, right? Same idea. See how that goes. You might be like, oh, wow. The list really liked that one.
Right.
Well, we're going to make that the front end offer then. Right.
Nice.
So, So I'm excited for you, man, but I appreciate you, everything that you do inside the Academy, by the way, too. I mean, you're a huge inspiration to a lot of people and you're just proof that, you know, if you put your mind to it, no matter if you got a full-time job, a family, everything else in between, you're still able to do this and you're making progress, which is always exciting to see. So I just want to thank you, man.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be a part of the group and I get a lot out of our calls and our hot seats and stuff like that too. So we'll continue chugging along and keep plugging away one by one and we'll see where we get.
All right, man. Well, hey, let's rock 2021. What do you say?
I love it. Let's do it.
All right. Well, there you have it. Hopefully you enjoyed that second part of our strategy call with Octavio. And I just want to say, inside of the Academy, I just love it because Octavio and so many others are so willing to share. And I can't tell you how motivating it is, inspiring it is, but also how much you learn by seeing someone else that's just a little bit further ahead. And seeing it in different niches is really, really helpful. So hopefully you were able to get some insight here and maybe even one small thing to help you get back on track or to take your productivity to the next level. Or if you missed the last session, you're going to want to go back and listen to the first part because that's where we talk really about how to build and grow the business even further. All right. So make sure that you listen to, I believe that is episode. I'm looking at my notes here. That one was 930. And you'll hear part one of Octavio's Hot Seat, his strategy session. So listen to those and really think about where you are right now and how you can apply even just one of those principles, whether it's in adding more to your business to grow it and to scale it up, or if it's, just how do you get more done in a 24-hour window that we all live in. All right. So if you are interested in learning more about how to become a member inside of Brand Creators Academy, head on over to brandcreatorsacademy.com and you can see all the details there. You can hear from more of our members. You can see exactly what we do every single month. All right, guys. So that's it. That's going to wrap it up. As always, remember, I'm here for you. I believe in you and I am rooting for you. But you have to. Come on, say it with me. Say it loud. Say it proud. Take action. Have an awesome, amazing day. And I'll see you right back here on the next episode. Now let's rock your brand.